Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Jason in the house.
Welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. I want you to know I'm particularly excited about this because for the last, year and a half plus, I've been working on a new book and it's just coming out today. And literally today is day one. And, when you work on something and you really get into it more and more and more, it finally comes and it comes printed and it's in a hardcover and it's just, looks beautiful. This book I'm really excited about. It's called They're Coming For You. They're Coming For You. And I mean that because, oh my goodness. If you think that the deep state is just going to kind of roll over and accept Donald Trump and what the Republicans are doing, oh no, 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 no. Look, Donald Trump's in power. He's doing amazing things. He's been most consequential president in my lifetime, probably in the last 100 years. It's unbelievable what this man has done. But I got to tell you, there's a subversive side. There's a radical left side. There are people that want power and they're not going to just concede it over and they're not just going to stand by and let it happen. So the name of the book is They're Coming For You, How Deep State Spies, NGOs, those are non-government organizations, and woke corporations plan to push you out of the economy. It is about control. It is about power. And they are doing some subversive stuff. It started with Barack Obama. It moved through. It certainly was present with Joe Biden. But there are companies and organizations and things that are going on that I think once you see the picture, once you kind of understand where it's going and this has been illuminated for you, I use that word a lot, but it's somewhat opaque and then all of a sudden something illuminates and you're like, now I get it. Now I understand what they're doing and how they're doing it. It's kind of scary because I think a lot of people will give up they'll give up a little bit of privacy so that, there's an added degree of convenience. But it's the stuff going on behind the scenes that you've never seen, that you don't know what's happening, that is very subversive. And it really is kind of scary. So, look, we're going to talk a little bit about the news really quick. And then we're going to highlight the stupid because there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. And then I want to get into what's going on, why they wrote this book. They're Coming For You. And I think you're going to be fascinated by it. And like I said, it's out now. You can get an audio book. You can get the hard copy of the book. It's all available right now. All right, so let's talk about the news. A couple of things. I really can't overemphasize enough how important it is to have a commander in chief like Donald Trump, who understands the basic principles and tenets of peace through strength. The last thing a military commander, the last thing the United States wants to do is have to use lethal force, but it is nice to know that you have the best equipment, the best men and women, the best technology, best intelligence, so that if, heaven forbid, you have to use it, that you can use it with great effect and minimize the risk to the American people. Now, Donald Trump was in a position with dealing with Iran. Iran for 40 years has screamed, chanted, death to America. And we know that they've been pursuing a nuclear capability for a long, long time. Remember, the approach that Barack Obama and Joe Biden took was one of appeasement. It was giving them cash, giving them access, allowing them more free rein. And that didn't do anything except, in my opinion, accelerate the Iranians' ability to achieve a nuclear end. Now, we know that the biggest state sponsor of terrorism in the world are the Iranians. They have been funding Hezbollah up in the Lebanon area. They've been funding Hamas over in the Gaza Strip. They've been funding the Houthis down in Yemen. They were active participants for a lot of really bad stuff in Syria. And we know that they've been funding other terrorism around the world, killing people here, killing people there by the thousands. But imagine a regime who believes that there should be death to Jewish people just because of their religion, death to the United States because they don't like us. And what our message from the United States, and it goes beyond Donald Trump, it goes to other presidents as well, is why don't you come into the world and be an active, responsible participant in your economy and your people will thrive. But you know what? They don't do that. And so they've wanted to use their own bullying, and we've seen bullies come out of the Middle East and other parts of the world who just thought they could bulldoze their way through. But isn't it nice to have the biggest, baddest military on the face of the planet so when somebody does pop off, and not just spout, but actually is taking action and killing people, to be able to squash that? It is absolutely amazing what they pulled off in terms of being able to send bombers from Missouri with a whole support structure across Europe and whatnot, be able to have those bombs dropped and return home outside of Iranian airspace, and nobody even knew we were there. That sort of technology and that sort of investment, it's expensive. The American people pay a lot for that. But those people who operated for us that night did so in great secrecy, and they did it with such great effect. And it's also supplemented by a lot of intelligence work. You can't just go and say, oh, there it is, let's do it. You know, you have 17 different departments and agencies that are involved in the world of intelligence that have to also come together to make all that targeting possible. And that's what's so impressive about what's going on there. All right, Peace Through Strength, it's a winner. It makes sense. And we have to continue to invest in it because others want to come for us too. Think China, think Russia, think others. But they don't dare take a swipe at us when they start to see the sort of military might and then having a commander-in-chief who's actually willing to do the right thing at the right time in a very tempered way. I thought Donald Trump, he should get more and more credit for his tempered approach and bringing peace to the Middle East in many, many ways. The guy should have won a Nobel Peace Prize already, but he should be getting another one. And I thought it was a joke that they gave one to Barack Obama in his first year, having done nothing other than getting elected. Anyway, onward. Time for the stupid, because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. All right, I'm going to go first here to baseball, world of baseball. I like baseball. You know, I can't just sit around the TV and watch it all day. I get a little, if I want a nap, maybe. I'm not sure to watch golf, though. But going to a baseball game in person, that's about as American as it gets, and I love it. But the New York Mets, they've got a new pitcher. He comes from the Blue Jays. I just can't get past this guy's name, and I don't know where this went astray. I don't know if this is his real name. I don't know. Maybe it's just his parents being cruel. I don't mean to be rude or anything else, but this is his name. Dickie Lovelady. Dickie Lovelady is evidently a very good pitcher. I just think he has a most unfortunate name. All right, moving on to number two. This comes to us from the Associated Press out of Bristol, Connecticut. This man, his heart's in the right place. God bless him. He's trying to do the right thing, but you know what? His dog, evidently, it got stuck inside of a building. And so he had gone out this door from a bathroom, and the door's automatically locked for the night. So he got a bit distraught, didn't know what to do. So he decided to try to go down the chimney. And this is like a parks building is the way it was described. He decides to go down the chimney, and the poor guy get stuck. Well, they had to spend somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 worth of damage to get this guy out. This poor guy just wanted to get his dog out for the night. Decided to go down the chimney. Didn't go quite well. Feel bad for the guy. And then the last one is, look, I haven't watched this. I don't know who this guy is, but this Liver King influencer got arrested in Texas after threatening Joe Rogan. First of all, don't be threatening Joe Rogan, for goodness sake. But, you know, this guy, I hate to give him any more credit than he should get. But you can't just go out and start threatening people like this. Joe Rogan's is going to be as famous as about it as anybody. But you know what? You start throwing threats around. Don't be stupid. Things are going to happen. And you know what? They arrested him. Good for them. They should have done that.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLou are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from Fresno, California, who stopped traffic on a busy highway to save a dog, makes today's Dean's List. Nicole Campo Rocha was driving southbound in her SUV when she first saw the lost canine, and without missing a moment, she decided to pull over and cross three lanes of the freeway to get to the frightened dog on the opposite side. Every driver decided to slow down and come to a stop to help Nicole get to the dog and bring him. him to her car. The incredible story was shared on video by our local Fox affiliate, who identified Nicole as the one who risked her life to get to the dog. This is not the first time she's done this. Nicole is so grateful for everyone's help and the compassion the other drivers had with their cooperation to stop traffic so she could get to the animal. Nicole says the dog is being cared for by the Fresno Humane Society, and hopefully they will find a good home. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A new study suggests restricting calories for your physical health may have serious negative impacts on mental health. It finds that taking calorie cutting too far may worsen depression symptoms. The study, examining data from more than 28,000 adults from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. Participants answering questions about the quality of their diet and depressive symptoms. Researchers found that those who followed a calorie-restrictive diet, particularly men or those with a higher body mass index, were more likely to have higher symptoms of depression. The study adds people who ate more ultra-processed foods experienced a higher rate of depression symptoms than those on a Mediterranean-style diet. The study is published in the journal BMJ Nutrition, Prevention, and Health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
Let's get on, because now I'm going to bring on Jennifer Scott. Jennifer Scott has been instrumental in writing the book, putting it together, working with me. Jennifer and I have known each other a long time, and we have worked together. She worked together on my, I knew her back in the Huntsman campaign. I was the campaign manager and chief of staff for John Huntsman. Then I got into politics. She was my first campaign manager when I ran for Congress back in 2008. We were victorious in a race that we really, in theory, we weren't supposed to run, win. We ran against a 12-year incumbent Republican, but we pulled it off. And then when I was in Congress, she helped me there. And then when I left Congress, oh, goodness, she is so good at what she does and was just my partner in putting this whole thing together in this new book that I have. They're Coming for You. So let me welcome first Jennifer Scott so she and I can talk about this new book and what we put together. Jennifer, welcome.
Hey, Jason. Good to be here.
It's amazing. This is book number 5. We've had 3 New York Times bestsellers, which I still pinch myself. I can't believe. This book launches today, but I can tell you, in terms of like research and like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. This book, I think, is good and as solid as there is. But you've been with me for a long time now.
I have, and this book is a great one because I feel like this is an issue that has been near and dear to your heart from day one. I've been hearing you talk about this for almost 20 years.
Yeah, I'm going to post up to social media some of the stuff I did way back when talking about this. So when I say they're coming for you, let's kind of put some meat on the bones and define that. There are ways to get to you, to push you out of the economy, to manipulate you, to almost put together like a social credit score, if you will. You know, it's interesting. You and I were talking about this, about how the government knows like everything about us, but we know relatively little about the government, right? They're supposed to be public. We're supposed to be private, but it's kind of the opposite of that. And they, you know, we had this whole big exposure by Doge of all the money, the waste, the fraud, the abuse, the dollars, but the one part that we need to talk about is all of the data, because that data doesn't go away. You can't just cut the data.
Right. And you have been a victim of this. I mean, the Secret Service exposed your data, right?
Yeah. I mean,
and so that's been a big issue. And it's amazing what the Biden administration was able to do with all of that data. I see you talked about all of this when you were in Congress. You ran bills. You held hearings. You really did try to do a lot to head this off at the pass. And when Biden came in, he was able to, his administration, we don't know who, but his administration was really able to target conservatives using some of this data flow that we need to stop.
I think what most people, when they read this book, they're going to be like frightened about how aggressive the left as being in gathering data and a profile of our kids. But then as an adult, it's not just about, hey, we know that you, you know, you traded this on Google so that you could find a cup of coffee easier, or you could find your local burger stand, you know, hey, where's the best restaurant close to me? It's so much deeper into that. Because
but then we saw the administration use it to look at our financial transactions and debank specific people. They would label dissenters as domestic extremists based on data that they were looking at. They used it to censor us on social media platforms, which really impacted economic opportunities for a lot of conservatives and businesses on the conservative side, nonprofits on the conservative side. They targeted, you know, certain conservative industries with regulatory overreach. It was just a nonstop battle.
Literally, just a couple days ago, the Federal Reserve, I don't know if you know this, people listening, but the Federal Reserve goes to banks and credit unions, and one of the factors when they do these bank and credit union exams is quote-unquote reputational risk. That is, if they do too much business with somebody that has a quote-unquote reputational risk, like i.e. conservatives, then they are going to make life very difficult, if not impossible, for you to do business. So one of the things they started looking at was, does your consumer shop at Cabela's? Because they might be buying guns. Did they purchase MAGA? Did you purchase a MAGA hat? Did you do things that they, in their minds, believe create reputational risk, and therefore we can't have you be a participant in our bank? So, like Melania and Barron Trump were debanked. They went after
Christian nonprofits were debanked.
The Christian nonprofits. They went after the ag sector. They went after anybody that was
the crypto sector.
Yeah, they were produced. If you produced meat, they wanted to make life more difficult for you so you couldn't get banking relationships. Barack Obama had
opportunities for them are endless once they can see all of your financial transactions.
They wanted to, Operation Choke Point, right? They really did believe that they, with Barack Obama, that they could get after this, and it's just kind of scary. And what is amazing to me is how much data they gather. And let's talk about this first, because this one probably bugs me as much as anything, Jennifer. When you go, if your government wanted to do something to surveil you, you would have to normally go get a warrant, or law enforcement would have to have articulable suspicion. There had to be probable cause, or, you know, there's an array of terms that they would need to meet. But they bypass that. Let's explain to people how they bypass that, because they don't need to do that if they can go to a data broker and just buy it.
Right. And remember, when you were in Congress, we found out the IRS was using these Stingray devices that would approximate like a cell tower, and then they could just vacuum up data. And why did the IRS need stingrays? But it's amazing what they can do with that technology. They can learn a lot from what's going on with our cell phones.
So these cell phones simulators, one of the brand names is the Stingray, is a simulated cell phone tower. So they just vacuum up. Everybody's doing that. So they'll go to maybe, in theory, you could go to a rally. You could go to a particular area, you could put it wherever, and then be able to grab up that data. Now the technology, since we are highlighting this is a real problem, now it's like commercially available. They create these geo nets, and they'll go around, let's see, oh, show me all the phones. Show me 30 days, everybody who went to that particular house. Boy, you can get a lot of information there. So law enforcement probably couldn't go get a warrant, you know, just fishing like that. But what the government has figured out, and they do this at the DOD, they do this at law enforcement at every level, they will go and buy data from the data brokers. But it starts with the fact that the government is taking our data and selling it. That's what just drives me absolutely nuts.
That's right. What they can't collect legally, they have some constitutional restraints. So it's not like they can just go out and collect whatever they want, but they can just buy it. What they can't collect themselves, they'll buy. And what else? And what do they sell? what goes back and forth between government agencies and, say, administration-aligned nonprofits.
You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jason in the house.
It really is nuts when you start to think about it. So, for instance, we highlight a case that happened in Florida. Explain to people what happened in Florida.
With the driver's licenses?
Oh, yeah.
The government was able to buy driver's license data from the state of Florida. So, it is warrantless surveillance in a way because they are getting access to all of this information, and you didn't approve that. You weren't informed, and you didn't get to sign anything. They just bought it from the government.
So let's say your 16-year-old daughter is going down. Let's say you're in Pensacola, Florida. Pick wherever. You know, you're in Florida. You go to your young daughter goes to get her driver's license. Think of all the information that's in there: height, weight, eye color. You know, does she wear glasses? You know, all of this information. What's her address? The state of Florida was selling that. Did you know that? Did you know that they were selling that data? Folks, this is happening so often. So a data broker will scoop that up. Then they can combine that. Now that they have your picture, there are companies out there that scrape the internet. Now, let's define scraping the internet. So you scrape the internet. Anything you post socially, publicly, there's companies like Clearview AI, and I'm not saying they did anything illegal. I'm just saying this is how they operate. Is they would go to Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Venmo, like wherever you might post your picture that would be out there in the universe, and then they would start to build a file, and so then they can match that. So let's say they go buy your driver's license. Now they know a ton of information about you, and so they have literally tens of billions of photos. And so you don't know who the consumers of this stuff are. Now, they've gravitated such that they only have supposedly government partners. But imagine, I don't know, a drug cartel, a political party. Who knows what it is? Your information is so far out there that you want to be able to get it back. And then you look at the CCTV and how many cameras are out there. They can literally instantly tell who you are and so much about you. We talk about some like extreme cases in this book of things that are out there. Like there are people that are studying your gait, how you walk, so they can identify you. And maybe this is a good part, Jennifer. Let's explain a little bit about what's happening in China, because this is really where this is headed if we don't put the brakes on this in a big way.
That's right. And China is using their surveillance really to change behavior. And we cannot have that here. They have installed timers on toilets at one of the UNESCO World Heritage sites. So far, long toilet times aren't part of the social credit score, but, you know, adding that data point would be really easy for them. But it's amazing all of the ways that they're using cameras. People can't leave their local area without the right credit score. So, and there's an endless limit to what people can do with this kind of data if in the hands of government. And we just don't have sufficient oversight of that process. There aren't enough boundaries on it here in the U.S. We do not want to become like China. Nobody would vote for that. But that's what they're doing there. They do monitor all of the financial transactions, and your behavior is a factor in determining what privileges you can have be granted from the government.
So that's why we wrote They're Coming for You. This is why this book is so important, and you need to digest it and understand it, because in China, they have hundreds of millions of cameras. And so if you don't do things a certain way, if you violate and lose points, if you will, on the social credit score, then what they're going to do is you just can't go places. You get less of a ration. It's really absurd. But folks, if you don't think that's already happening here in the United States, you're just being terribly naive.
And I think we also have to be aware of the cybersecurity implications of what the databases that exist here. China's pretty good at hacking into those, and the government, frankly, isn't all that great at cybersecurity.
No, when I was in Congress, they had some of the biggest data breaches there are. Think about it. Somebody was able to scoop up everybody in the government who had a security clearance. Yikes. Do you know how quickly and easily it is to take that information and then combine it with all these other things like facial recognition and that sort of, it really is unbelievable. And the amazing thing to me is how naive, but also how aggressive. And part of the problem is in Congress, you got like two or three people actually know their stuff about technology. But that's why we got to, again, that word, we got to continue to illuminate it. There are some really amazing things. Like you see Meta and you see others, you see Ray-Ban, some big brand names out there talking about these smart glasses. So if you take artificial intelligence and the ability to process data at hyperspeed, we tell this little story, and I want you to read it or hear it, but you basically had these MIT students who could wear these glasses and then look at somebody, and very quickly the computer would, through facial recognition, be able to tell you exactly who that person is. And so they go up to this person and they say, oh, and I'm just making up a name, Mark Phillips, how are you? And then it's quickly scrolling and saying, oh, this person wrote a research paper on dinosaurs, right? And then he starts saying, no, I read your book. And this person is just absolutely fascinated by that. And then they could go up to women and be able to say, oh, Nicole, how are you? And it gets to be pretty scary just because they're wearing the glasses and you can't tell that they're seeing your picture, but they're also reading your bio and where you've been lately. Oh, you were at the Mets game last week. I saw you there. You know, you could just totally snooker somebody. It is that one of the stories in there that was just absolutely amazing. This is where it's going, though.
It's unbelievable. We even came across one study where they purport that their AI can identify whether you are conservative or progressive just based on your picture.
Yeah.
It was like 70 or 80% accuracy. So it is kind of scary where it's going.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A missing child rescued from a busy freeway in California makes today's Dean's List. The dramatic rescue took place when an 11-year-old nonverbal child with autism ran out of the supermarket in the afternoon. His family called 911 as soon as they realized he was gone, and the search began. Deputies and a sheriff's helicopter went in the air while the public was alerted through various broadcasting channels. An off-duty officer was driving home when she saw the child matching the description of the missing boy on the freeway. She pulled over and called his name to stay put. Thankfully, emergency crews arrived. Deputies Cody Green and Michael Moser leapt over the guardrail and ran after the boy. They were able to get to him and take him off the freeway without injury. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department put out a thank you to the deputies along with the Good Samaritans that worked together to find the missing boy and bring him home to his family. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with the Fox Celebrity Profile with singer-songwriter and veteran Rocky Lynn, who co-founded Tribute to the Troops, honoring America's fallen heroes and their families.
When a family loses a family member, it's a huge deal, and the community really reaches out. But as time goes by and the years fade on, they still have that empty place at their table. A Gold Star mother once said to me, "The worst thing is thinking my son gave his life and that nobody remembers." And that's what Tribute to the Troops does.
The organization fundraises through its motorcycle events.
We've visited hundreds of families all over the United States. We've been fortunate enough to raise, I think, over $1.7 million to contribute to educational funds that we've helped set up for those families.
It means a lot to Lynn to give back in this way.
I was just a kid from an orphanage, and those men and women, they helped me so much.
See tributetothetroops.org for more information. Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
All right, I got to talk about two more before we, without saying, revealing everything in the book here. But, Jennifer, one of the things we also really highlighted in the book was the idea of your car. Because if you look at today's modern cars, they're rolling computers, right? They're computers that happen to have wheels and accelerators and brakes. But they're computers, and they are sucking up a lot of information. Now, imagine how valuable that is. They could sell that to maybe an insurance agency. They could, who knows what they could do with it. But
well, and that's the point. We need to know what they're doing with it. I don't know that we can stop every means of data gathering, and that's not the point. The point is we need to know what they're doing.
Well, and also, like, what radio station do you listen to? What music is coming across? I mean, they can start to do a lot of information that is incredibly valuable to a lot of people by sucking down that information. But did you know that? I mean, again, a lot of this comes to consent. And then I think long term, one of the solutions here is we've got to be able to have, I like this idea of this right to be forgotten. You enter into these contracts with social media companies and others, but if you don't want to, you didn't agree in perpetuity to have your data and your information out there forever. And so that's what's scary to me.
Yeah, and the federal government has to be very open about what they do with our data. We can't have it weaponized against us. We can't have people, military, looking to get rid of people who don't have the right views, or your security clearance is based on whether you align with the current administration. This kind of weaponization is unacceptable.
Well, we saw, for instance, I think it was Denver Public Schools and others, these litmus tests there where they can buy your profile and ask you questions that basically say, hey, no, you're a conservative, so you're not going to get this job. How dare you get near our children? And that's the last part I wanted to bring up, because the manipulation and information that they're gathering about our kids is pretty scary. And, you know, there's this temptation, I think, and, you know, excitement. A lot of you know, people struggle. The kids, having kids is expensive, and all of a sudden your kid needs a computer. That's a big expense, right? So what happens when they just give away the computers? Isn't that nice of them? But there's a much more nefarious intent than just giving computers to everybody.
That's right. There is not a lot of regulation, we found, of what they do with that data, how long they keep that data, how they use it to market things to our kids. I mean, it's great that our kids get access to a Chromebook, but we need to know what data is being collected and how it's being used.
So, for instance, Google has Chromebooks. Good product, but guess where's all that data going? Who owns that data? Looks to us, at least on the surface, that Google owns that. It's just, what are they going to do with it? And there is this philosophy in California, for instance, that these community schools, where they want to know, and we've written about this in the past, they want to know everything about you start to finish. Everything from, they believe the whole child, and I can't remember, there was a specific term for this, but everything about where you're going, what you're learning, what you're accelerating at, where you're getting your hair cut, what activities you're involved in, what excites you, where do you surf on the internet. Imagine how politics can manipulate you if they knew that you had a propensity for understanding dinosaurs. And then you could send messages to somebody about that, young kids, and get them involved and engaged and talk about how evil conservatives are on climate change and those types of things. I mean, this is, and then we also go into the book, we tell this great story, firsthand account, somebody who we know, who, about what the movie studios are doing and how they manipulate those messages to try to tear down conservative approach, you know, tear down somebody who's maybe an elder and has or a traditional straight dad, you know, in a so-called nuclear family or a traditional family. They always make the dad look like a goofball, right? But if it was a gay couple, then, oh, no, they're going to glorify them. I mean, there's some very consistent messages that are used to manipulate the outcome. There's a reason why, my personal take on it, Michelle and Barack Obama instantly came up with, right out of the chutes after they left the presidency, have these deals with Netflix and I believe others to develop content for kids. Why do you think that is? You think that's just a coincidence? I don't.
We actually interviewed Andrew Young, who is an animator and had worked at DreamWorks, and he told his story. And I don't want to go into the whole story. I want people to read it in the book. But it's amazing as he's kind of Googling some of the lines that are coming out of the villains' mouths in these stories they're telling. He's finding they lead him back to the Heritage Foundation, or they're quoting prominent conservative people. And making those ideas come out of the mouths of their villains as if to kind of inoculate kids against conservatism from a very young age.
Yeah, this is the DreamWorks of old. I can't remember the initials. We have to.
EDI.
Yeah. And so, they like literally studied some of the conservative groups and their language and then decided that they're going to tear that down. It's all documented in the book. So, again, the book is called They're Coming for You, How Deep State Spies, NGOs, and Woke Corporations Plan to Push You Out of the Economy. That is the game plan. That is what's happening. I think most people are terribly but naive to it. I think it is a very important book to understand what's going on in the world around you so we can fight and be empowered to push back. Yes, I just happen to believe that we need prosperity. We need freedom. I think there is a fundamental right to privacy in this country that is being eroded at rapid rates. We didn't even get into artificial intelligence and deep fakes and the other things where these things are going. But we live in a tumultuous world and a fragile one for our kids. And, I mentioned this on Fox News a couple days ago. When I was first elected to Congress in 2008, I really did think, like I went into it, you know, day one, thinking, oh, Republicans, Democrats, we have different ways of getting there, but we ultimately want the same things. And when I left Congress, I thought, that's not true. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some good Democrats out there. I'm not saying they're all evil. But there is a radical left that is so nefarious that they are doing everything they can to tear down America. And they're willing to fight and do things that are just unfathomable to me. And the technology of today is being manipulated in such a way behind the scenes that it really should scare you. You know, we highlight that the data brokerage industry is approaching $400 billion in valuation. That is all that information. And again, it's not just your local clothing store that you go to or who's trying to get some information. I mean, there is so much information out there about you and how they can push you out of the economy, make life more expensive to you, and just say, hey, you're a conservative? No, we're not going to do business with you. That has been happening. It will continue to happen unless we all know about it. So Jennifer put a huge amount of work in this to help make this a reality. I can't thank you enough for doing that. And the book is out. The audio is out. They're coming for you. I would really, really encourage you. I'm shamelessly plugging this because I really think it is an important book, and we put a lot of effort into it. So, Jennifer, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. It really does open your eyes when you see all of this information together in one place. You know, so a lot of us have heard some of these things here and there, but when you read it all together and put it all together and see all of the different ways that data is being used, it really does bring it home for me that we have got to have a good regulatory framework. We've got to make sure that we know what the government is doing and that they have some constraints on this type of behavior as technology progresses. So it was a good project for us. I think we learned a lot, and I think readers will learn a lot.
How much the government is gathering and then selling our information to and then buying it back, because they would never be able to do that legally. They would never be able to get away with that. But that's what they do. So, and we lay out how they do it. Jennifer Scott, thank you so much for joining us. And, please, with this podcast, hoping everybody can review it. That would be nice. Give us that little star or whatever it is on your system. I would love it if you did that. You can also subscribe to it. So we show up once a week. Got a lot of fascinating guests. I also want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Again, thanks for joining us on this Jason in the House podcast. Again, rate it, review it, subscribe to it, and we'll be back again with more. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The death toll from flash floods that raged through central Texas over the holiday weekend stands at 67, and feared to go higher. Authorities say many more people remain missing, including 11 from Camp Mystic, a summer camp wiped out by the high water. The searchers have found 16 bodies since Saturday afternoon in Kerr County, where 59 people have died. That include 21 children. With the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill on the 4th of July, public policy expert Matthew Continetti compares President Trump's recent successes to those of former President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Now we have Trump, whose issuance of executive orders is on track to match FDR's in FDR's first year as president in 1933. He is remaking the world, remaking America, remaking the American government, changing our political dynamics and coalitions in a way similar to FDR, but he is a man of the conservative populist.
Continetti spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green is stepping down.
Congressman Mark Green announced his official resignation from Congress on Friday, a move that was expected, but one that could, at least for now, shrink Republicans' already narrow majority in the House. With his resignation, Republicans are down to a 219 to 212 majority in the House, at least until his seat in the solidly red district is filled. His resignation will be effective July 20th. Green, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, said he was returning to the private sector to start his own business, but did not provide details about that business. Green was elected to serve in Congress in 2018, succeeding Senator Marsha Blackburn. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Russia launched 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight in the largest aerial assault since the war began. The capital of Kiev was the target. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
It is hurricane season, and experts say getting ready for big storms landfall means making sure everyone in your household is prepared, including your furry friends. Animal rescue groups say well ahead of a hurricane, people should put together an emergency kit for their pets. Much like a kit for a human family member, one of the things your pets will need is food, also water, and you should put some medications in there if they take those. It should also include things unique to pets, including chew toys and leashes. Rescue groups say it's important to keep your pet's stress levels as low as you can. Dodgers two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani worked a pair of scoreless innings last night against the Houston Astros in his fourth mound start of the season, and particularly good news for Dodgers fans who are watching him recover from Tommy John surgery on his throwing elbow last year. He struck out the side in order in the second while pitching in his 31st birthday, allowed one hit, and threw 31 pitches overall. News and analysis at townhall.com. Going to the movies? Jurassic World Rebirth has topped the holiday box office charts in the U.S. and abroad. Universal Pictures says the film earned $318 million in its first 5 days around the globe. The dinosaur movie opened worldwide on Wednesday and earned $91.5 million over here. Second place goes to Brad Pitt's racing film F1 with $26.1 million. How to Train Your Dragon landed in third place with $11 million. The cartoon Elio came in fourth with nearly $6 million. Well, today is Sunday, July the 6th, and a number of notable people are celebrating birthday today, including actor Burt Ward. He played Robin in the old Batman and Robin TV show. He was 80 years old today. Actor Sylvester Stallone is 79 today, as is former President George W. Bush, also 79. Actor Pip Torrens is 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Fred Bear Show.
America's got to be in the lead if you want to deal with these threats. We're going to lead.
The morning is over. The Shiva is done. And if you're a conservative, you should be optimistic.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
We have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I think the president gets criticized by people all the time for the stuff he says, by people who ignore what he does.
Now, Fred Bear's All-Star Panel.
The big, beautiful bill, one step closer to arriving on President Trump's desk by its 4th of July deadline after Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking 51-50 vote that narrowly got it over the line.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being evenly divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
Now, as it heads back to the House for final consideration, Americans will watch to see whether House Republicans will accept the deep cuts made to their original legislation or make additional revisions. This while President Trump is preparing to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House next Monday, where the two leaders are expected to discuss bringing an end to the war in Gaza. President Trump has expressed confidence that the meeting will be productive, telling reporters last Friday that he believes a ceasefire will be reached within next week.
How close are you and your administration to a deal in terms of Gaza ceasefire right now?
Often asked, and I think it's close. I just spoke with some of the people involved. It's a terrible situation that's going Gaza, he's asking about. And we think within the next week we're going to get a ceasefire. And we're supplying, as you know, a lot of money and a lot of food to that area because we have to. I mean, you have to. We're, in theory, not involved in it, but we're involved because people are dying. And I look at those crowds of people that have no food, no anything, and, you know, we're the ones that are getting it there.
To discuss all of this and more, we bring in our panel, Chief Political Correspondent for the Washington Examiner, Byron York, Fox News Radio political analyst Josh Krashauer, and Democratic strategist Leslie Marshall. Byron, it seems like things, the momentum is there for the president's big, beautiful bill to finally get past the House. It's going to be a bumpy road, but one in which many people think they're going to vote against raising taxes.
Yeah, well, it was a bumpy road in the Senate, and they got it through. And I think what is pushing this through is a dynamic among Republicans, no matter how conservative they are about fiscal matters or not, and that is the bill kind of embodies everything Donald Trump has done politically for the last 8 years. I mean, it would make permanent the premier accomplishment of his first term, which is the tax cuts. It would fulfill the biggest unfulfilled promise of the first term, which was building a border wall. It would keep 2024 promises like no taxes on tips. I mean, it's kind of everything. When Trump says it's all in one big, beautiful bill, he's actually right. So the question is, if you're a Republican, do you want to kill this bill? Do you want to cripple the Trump presidency? And by the way, maybe destroy your own political career? I think that is what they're thinking. And in the end, it passes by a super narrow margin, just like it did in the Senate.
Yeah, Leslie, the added political issue is Elon Musk, who has come out obviously against this bill. He has said that he wants to primary anybody who campaigned on fiscal responsibility and votes for the bill, and says he even wants to start a new party.
And I think he will. Whether he sticks with it or not, I don't know. I wish he would give all that money to Democrats, because my party has been speaking out against this, and we certainly don't think it's beautiful, although it is big. But what is big, Brett, and what is concerning, to Byron's point about worrying the Republicans in the House about their political career, they should be worried. Because when you look at the polls, the voters do not agree with this. And you have people who are anonymous, but we have reports coming out that there are text messages between Republicans saying everyone is complaining, they're not happy with the Senate version. How did it get much worse? Look, and their concerns are threefold. One, additional cuts to Medicaid. Two, additional cuts to food stamps within that. And three, the federal reimbursements. This is problematic, especially to the House members that are not only in red states, but constituencies in rural areas of those red states that will undoubtedly lose their hospitals, you know, many of which will lose of that 17 million, their health care. So it comes down to really, you know, who are you going to be more afraid of, I think? One, Elon Musk, two, Donald Trump, whether it comes to, you know, being primaried, or three, your voters, because if 17 million people approximately have their health care taken away, actually come out and vote, that's going to be problematic in the midterms, although it would be beneficial to my party. And the House version only passed by one vote last time around. We already know that Don Bacon is out the door, and he's a moderate. We have Keith Self and Chip Roy saying, look, this is being rushed through, and we don't want that. But then again, we heard this kind of talk in the Senate, and they did get just one shy of the numbers they needed with the three. Shame on Lisa Murkowski for not being the fourth.
Yeah, Josh, a couple of things. One is the cuts are cuts to the increases of both of those programs. And two is, of the 17 million, many the Republicans who support it say should not be on that program to begin with. Of the 17 million, several million are illegal immigrants. And of the 17 million, others should not be qualified for Medicaid as opposed to Medicare. That's how they explain it. And it's just a matter of whether it's going to be pushed through the House with momentum that comes out of the Senate.
Yeah, Brett. I mean, this debate reminds me of sort of the pre-Trump Republican Party debates over budgets and cuts to welfare and other entitlement programs. This is not anything unusual. There are a lot of Democrats that certainly are going to be highlighting some of the cuts to rural health care, to Medicaid. But that's sort of been a staple of Democratic Party rhetoric for many, many, many years. Look, I think the fact that Susan Collins voted against it in the Senate, Tom Tillis ended up voting, not supporting it, and then decided to retire. They were both going to be on the ballot in 2026, so I think they are a little bit worried about the political dynamics here. But ultimately, the biggest challenge for Republicans is if they don't pass the bill that Trump has been championing throughout his second term. So I would bet on the House Republicans, despite the narrow majority that Mike Johnson is dealing with, closing the deal. There is going to be, I think, a little bit of heartburn and trying to make sure everyone's in line and that the Medicaid politics don't end up causing some people to jump off sides. But this is the big priority for the Trump administration. He's spent a lot of political capital keeping his party in line. And the bet and the smart bet has always been in the Trump administration that if the president is lobbying for his big priorities, he's going to get it passed.
Byron, can you think of a better political week for a president? I mean, you've got the Israel-Iran ceasefire. You've got the successful launch of a military mission without any casualties. And there could be debate about how extensive the damage was in the nuclear program, but clearly the mission was a success. You have the Rwanda-Congo peace deal in Africa. You have this, the passing in the Senate. We'll see what happens with the House that we were talking about. You also have the Supreme Court weighing in about injunctions by federal district courts around the country, saying that they shouldn't stand.
Are you tired of winning yet? Well, this time he has actually won a lot, and I can't remember a better 10-day period than that any president has had. Now, does it work that way in the polls? No. Some of these things have not polled overwhelmingly well, but certainly for the Republican Party, for the president's base, for his supporters, this is an it's a very intense 10-day winning streak.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
This is House Call for Health. As conditions outside get hotter, swarms of mosquitoes are set to put a damper on some people's fun in the sun. And while insect experts say there are certain factors that can make you a prime target, there are also strategies you can use to keep yourself from becoming a bug buffet. Eric Benson is an insect specialist with Clemson University. He says one mistake many people make is thinking you only need protection if you're going deep into the woods. He says if you're walking the dog a few times a day or even just outside gardening, treat it like you're walking the Appalachian Trail. Mosquitoes are attracted to the smell of people's body odor. Repellents help mask our scent. You can also wear long-sleeve shirts and pants to minimize exposed skin. There have been studies suggesting that insects prefer people with type O blood, but some researchers say that is debatable. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A preschool teacher from Arizona who helped diagnose one of her students with a rare illness makes today's Dean's List. Hudson was not running as fast as the other kids in his class and was relying on something called the Gower's Maneuver to get himself off the floor, which is where a person uses their arms to walk their body from a seated to a standing position. Twyla Pabuda says she knew this wasn't normal and gently suggested to Hudson's parents that maybe they should check in with their pediatrician to let them know this was happening. So a visit to the specialist confirmed that Hudson had a form of muscular dystrophy and was diagnosed early. Hudson's mom says Miss Twyla is a blessing to their family, and without her, he might not have been diagnosed for a while. They're grateful for her knowledge and courage to speak up. That was 4 years ago when Hudson became one of the first kids in the country to receive an FDA-approved treatment that gives his family hope for the future. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You're going to charge me. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
Leslie, you have a Democratic socialist winning the Democratic primary in Manhattan, saying some really interesting things in interviews that the White House clearly says is like, you know, low-hanging fruit as far as politics goes.
Yeah, but I mean, he won, and he won by a very large margin. And even though people want to say this is the new face of the, he is the new face of the Democratic Party, no, not at all. They said that about Ilhan Omar. They said that about AOC. You know, and New York is not the rest of the country. But any time a Democrat, you know, wins and they are on the far left side, Republicans use it, you know, for their campaigning and vice versa. You know, we do the same. Look, I would agree there are a lot of wins for the president and his agenda. But the reality is, I agree with Byron when it comes to not just the polls, but when it comes to what does that do to people in special, you know, elections or, you know, pickup seat elections in the midterms that are around the corner, when I think most Americans don't know where Rwanda or Congo are on a map. Unlike me, I went to Rwanda and went guerrilla trekking last year, but and that's not a concern of the American people. And I'll tell you what is a concern is beyond the winning what happens. Is Iran really a one and done? People are afraid of sleeper cells. Like you said, Brett, there's still a debate how much damage was actually done. And even though Netanyahu is sitting down and we constantly hear ceasefire and we hear some kind of a deal, you know, to end the wars aren't ending. Hamas says, hey, we're willing to free the hostages under anything that will end the war. Really? Well, Israel says, okay, disarm and dismantle. Hamas says, nope, we refuse to do that. We're not going to give up our arms. So this, I would agree with this situation even more so, Israel and Hamas, more so than Israel and Iran, the president's use of a four-letter word with regard to those two entities. So I would say it might be a win for a 10-day period, but what is the bigger picture, and will it be a win with the voters?
Yeah. Josh, I think on my point about the Democrats is not that Mamdani is, you know, the face of the Democratic Party. It just seems like that's where the energy is. When you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also from New York, Bernie Sanders getting big crowds, now a lot of attention on this guy who won the Democratic Party. I have Joe Crowley, former congressman from New York, who actually lost to AOC, on the show tonight. And he basically says that Mamdani ran an authentic, direct-to-the-people campaign, and it worked. And he talked about issues that affect New Yorkers' daily lives, high cost of rent, stagnant wages. They disagree strongly on Israel, but he represents the entire city, you know, and he's saying to be cautious, not to misread this result as a national mandate to tack hard to the left. New York, to Leslie's point, is not the rest of the country. But the message being that Democrats can't afford to ignore that voters are angry and frustrated, and you have to get to their local place where they feel like you're identifying with them. Donald Trump did that in the last national election. And the question is, are Democrats finding a voice, or is this kind of more hit and miss?
Yeah, Brett. I mean, I think the question is, has the Democratic Party like had a tipping point in the last 6 months as a reaction to Trump's policies? Because when you look at the results of the 2024 election, even in New York City, the city was actually moving a little bit to the right. And there was no sign that someone like a Mamdani could emerge, or even AOC would be getting the momentum in the aftermath of Trump's election. You know, a lot of the talk about the party was it was trying to figure out a way to move to the middle, because they knew a lot of its left-wing activist positions on transgender issues, on immigration, on Israel were way out of the mainstream politically. So Mamdani's election victory within the Democratic primary was a real shock to the system, because it goes against the election results and everything we had seen in the run-up to that point. Look, I think Mamdani ran a very good campaign, and certainly compared to Andrew Cuomo, who basically barely showed up to campaign and was treating it like a fait accompli. But the problem is going to be, and the reason why Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and Governor Kathy Hochul and a lot of other leading Democrats in New York have not yet endorsed Mamdani's campaign is he's taken and embraced a whole lot of extreme positions on anti-Semitism, saying there was a video that was circulating from when he was in the State Assembly calling for seizing the means of production of the economy. He wants to have like state-run or city-run grocery stores, at least in each of the five boroughs of New York City. There are some positions that he's taken that I think are going to be very exotic to even pretty liberal New Yorkers, and that's ultimately going to be the biggest test on where the party ends up landing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they're just look at the shiny thing, Byron. I mean, I'm not for capitalism. I'm not sure New York City's ready for that one, but we'll see. We'll see. Thoughts on where that we head next, on the next big challenge for the president?
Well, the next big challenge is to win and keep winning in the courts for a number of things that he's done, many of them related to immigration, that have been stopped. He's obviously won this decision on nationwide injunctions, but that hasn't undone some of the court stops that he's had. So it seems to me that if you look back to 2017, Trump is first in office, Democrats are shocked by losing, and Russia becomes their vehicle for opposing Trump. Now, 2025, Democrats are shocked by losing to Trump. They've basically settled on a court strategy, a litigation strategy, kind of adapting the lawfare that they perfected against Trump, really, in his time out of office, to the whole Trump administration. So I think that is going to be the biggest challenge. And the other thing is to remember the top issue that got him elected, which is the economy and what in New York they like to call the affordability issue. And that's an issue nationwide, too. and Trump, gas prices are lower this 4th of July week. That's good, and that's always been the total centerpiece of Trump's platform on inflation. And he's, you know, mad at Jerome Powell like every single day. I think he wakes up thinking, I'm going to fire him today. And he's got to remember the top issue that got him elected and be seen by the voters as working on that.
All right, panel. Thanks so much. Now for a bit of history. On July 1st, 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg began. Conflict was spurred when the Union and Confederate forces collided at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. By noon, after the sound of gunfire had attracted additional units, the conflict was raging. After 3 days of intense fighting, Confederate General Robert E. Lee and his troops ultimately retreated to Virginia, marking a major victory for the Union and a turning point in the war. The cost of the battle was staggering. Roughly 7,000 soldiers were killed. Total casualties from both sides reached an estimated 51,000, making it the bloodiest battle of the American Civil War. For Leslie, Josh, and Byron, I'm Brett Baer.
Audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around and showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Fox News Audio presents Unsolved with James Patterson. Every crime tells a story, but some stories are left unfinished.
The thing that I'm so afraid of is I don't know how much evidence is left to even point the finger at the true person.
Best-selling mystery author James Patterson takes listeners into the core of some of America's most haunting mysteries. Real cases, real people. The Unsolved with James Patterson podcast. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Fox News Audio presents Unsolved with James Patterson. Every crime tells a story, but some stories are left unfinished.
The thing that I'm so afraid of is I don't know how much evidence is left to even point the finger at the true person.
Best-selling mystery author James Patterson takes listeners into the core of some of America's most haunting mysteries. Real cases, real people. The Unsolved with James Patterson podcast. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero-G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one
simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. This is Poll Paris with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
People are curious about who we contact for our Fox News surveys. Many think we only reach out to Fox News viewers. That's definitely not the case. The people we interview have no idea it's for Fox. That's because we don't want to chance that it will nudge a respondent to answer questions one way or another. Our goal is to learn how everyone feels about the issues. We also don't contact people who have signed up to take polls. Instead, we use a random sample of voters, which means every voter who has a phone, mostly cell phones but also some landlines, has an equal chance of being contacted and sharing their views confidentially. It's how we ensure we get an accurate read of how the whole country truly feels. In fact, to ensure we're reaching everyone, we also send text messages so respondents can complete the survey online as well as phone. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Paris.
Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Bret Baier.
Ken Langone, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
You know, I have this book that I'm writing, The Case for America, that comes out ahead of the 250th of America, and essentially asking the question, what does it mean to be an American today? Why, if you were making the case in court, what would you say? Why is America a great place? You have a unique story, but why overall, 30,000 feet, would you make the case for America?
Because it's still alive and well. It's battered right now. It's beaten up a little bit right now, but there's no place on earth like America. The American dream is alive and well. Now, you have to work a little harder to find it, but it's there. And when you think about the alternatives to other countries, and you see what happens here, You know full well that the opportunities are still here. You got to, I'd say, it's a little harder to find them. You got to work your tail off, and you got to really believe in what you're doing. And most importantly, and I'm now pitching Home Depot, the customer comes first. You give the customer what he wants, not what you want him to have. If a guy comes into our store to buy a hammer to put a little picture up on the wall, don't sell him a $90 hammer with a fiberglass handle. Sell him a $3 hammer with a little wood handle and send him home happy, realizing he's got the tool he needs. So I think there's going to be a great, much greater, and this is Walmart does this to a profession. I think Walmart's phenomenal. Why? They give the customer what they want at an affordable price with a wide selection. That simple. And I think in any business you're involved in, any business, you got to be sensitive to what the customer needs and what the customer wants. So if you do that, sky's the limit.
As the grandson of immigrants who came to America seeking a better life, what were the lessons you learned as a child about the meaning of America?
Believe in America. I asked my grandfather one time during World War II on a Sunday, the kids used to get together at my grandmother's house for Sunday gravy. And I asked my grandfather if he'd ever been back to Italy. And Mom had to come into the living room where I was talking to him because he couldn't speak English. And she said to him, Kenneth wants to know, have you ever been back to Italy? And he said, no. And I said, well, why wouldn't he go back? She asked him, and he said, there was nothing there for me. That's why I left. This is where the dreams were. This is where the dreams are. There's no place on earth like this. And, you know, I put this flag on every day. I look up at the ceiling. Grandma and Grandpa, thanks for coming to America. It's that simple. You know, yeah, we got problems. We do crazy, foolish things, and we get involved in situations we shouldn't be involved in. But net, Show me a badge.
You know, you talk to young people today, and they get bombarded by these thoughts that America maybe isn't the best place, and the Constitution maybe doesn't fully work or should be changed. I mean, you see that, right?
Yeah, but we have a mechanism for change of the Constitution. Go do it. If it means that much to you, go do it. And for example, I'm a staunch advocate of term limits. Not so staunch as to give up everything else I'm doing and go out and campaign for a constitutional amendment. But look, I'll say it again. You show me a place that even comes close to what we have here. You know, look at the number of people that, thank God, we bring along with us without effort. The number of people that couldn't provide for themselves, and we help them. We are a very compassionate, humane society. And through all this noise and all of this pivoting that's going on, look beyond that and see the greatness of America.
You know, you didn't come from wealth or privilege.
No, not at all. My dad was a plumber. My mother worked in a school cafeteria.
Yeah, you worked hard when you were young to pull yourself up in a variety of jobs, right?
Oh, yeah. They lived from paycheck to paycheck. But God bless them. They were the best parents you could ever have. You know, they never bitched. They never complained. They were thrilled to be here. They were thrilled that my brother and I were getting a good education in the public schools, and we were. That's something we need to work on here in America today. I think the quality of public education is deplorable today. And we have to fix that. Who loses? The poor kids that can't go to a Catholic school or a private school or a charter school. The kids that are stuck in these, look at the numbers. We want to make sure we give up the American dream, make sure we educate a number of generations in a poor way that they can't compete globally.
So what was the formative experience that taught you that this is the land of opportunities? Was there a story of something that...
World War II. I remember going to the movies on Sundays and the propaganda movies and going home and feeling good, you know, because the good guys always won. You know, and we referred to the Japanese and to the Germans in a slang word which you don't use anymore, thank God. But look at what we did in World War II. From nothing. Don't forget, 1940, we were on our butt. We became the arsenal for democracy. All those weapons, all that equipment, that was the last noble war, in my opinion, World War II. I think we could look back in Korea and say, well, we at least stopped that. Vietnam was a horrible mistake. I'm reading a book now by David Halberstam. I can't think of the name of the book. It's sad the way we were misled by our leaders. Okay, same with Iraq. Same with Iraq. Iraq was a true $2 trillion war. In Afghanistan, we got nothing for it. We don't have the opportunity. We don't have the resources to now engage in such folly.
Can you recall like a particular experience earlier in your life that informed your later business success?
Yes. I was a kid, and I worked in a grocery store. I had all kinds of jobs. And next door to the grocery store was a liquor store. And the fellow that ran the liquor store, Lenny Orman, hired me to take the empty boxes out twice a week because the garbage company wouldn't pick them up in his back porch of his store. And so twice a week I'd take it to where they'd do it. One morning I was taking the boxes out, and the truck, the garbage truck that takes them away, was breaking the boxes up. I said, what are you doing? He said, this is worth a lot of money. I go, what do you mean? Oh, yeah. He said, I go to the salvage place, and they pay me for the cardboard. So I said, well, how much do you make off the cardboard we give you? You know, maybe every other day, $1.50, $2. I'm doing the math. I'm saying, wait a minute. Lenny's paying me $2. I can make $4. So I go to Lenny, and I said, Lenny, he was a good man. I'll tell you how good a man he was. I go to Lenny, and I tell him, I said, Lenny, I don't want to get paid anymore, but let me break the boxes up and keep them here in a pile, and I'll take them out once a week. And he says, okay, but you got to break the boxes up because I can't afford it. We did it. He stopped paying me, and I said, 2 years later, I'm walking past the store. I'll never forget this. He says, hey, I hear you're going to college. I said, yeah. He said, come on in. He takes me around the back of the counter, and there's a little wall, and he had liquor bottles on the wall, and in the back of the wall was this little business desk where he paid his bills and stuff. He opens up the drawer, and he takes out an envelope, and he gives me the envelope, and he says to me, I hope you can use this in college. He's put the same amount of money he was paying me in an envelope for me. What did it teach me? It taught me about kindness. It taught me about respect. It taught me about, sadly, we met two Jewish families in that town. They were the kindest, nicest, most generous families in the town. And that's one of the reasons I wear this, because those are the things that taught me. There's good in all of us. And I think a lot now about my own philanthropy. I think of it in terms of Lenny Altman. So he doesn't know it. I'm giving like a hell of a lot more than he gave to me. And I'm loving it. In fact, I was having lunch today with Cardinal Dolan's brother, and I'm walking out of Presco's, and this fella comes up and, hey, your hospital saved my life. Your hospital saved my life. I said, I think we had doctors and we have science. And No. He says, your hospital saved my life. I can't buy that. Only in America.
Only in America.
That's what I mean.
Last thing, I only have a minute.
Sure, go ahead.
If you're making the case for America in front of the jury of the world, what would the primary point be, the primary values be?
It may be a little more difficult to achieve than it was in the past, but it's still possible. Help people dream their dreams and live their dreams. Help encourage people to give it a shot. We started Home Depot. We raised $2 million. Nobody believed you can't have low prices, wide assortment, and great service. We said, we can't. Well, let's see if we can. Well, we did. Everybody assumed the hardware store might do $6, $7, $8 million. We have stores today that do over $100 million a year in business. That makes up for, so we had low prices, great service, and wide assortment. Live your dreams. And if you don't live them, at least try to live them. That's just as good.
That's great stuff. Ken, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
More of the Bret Baier Show coming up.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
That's a lot of work to do. We understand that, but I believe they're going to be able to plow through and pass this.
I don't think the votes are there, just like they weren't in the Senate initially until some concessions were made.
Let's talk about that with our panel, Fox News contributors Hugh Hewitt, Kim Strassel, and Robert Wolf. All right, Hugh, you look at the week that the president has had. We don't know the outcome in the House as of yet, but it's been pretty strong for President Trump.
I think he's had probably the best month of any president in this century, Brett. And I mean, not just beating Iran and not just getting the Supreme Court going his way, getting the Dow and the NASDAQ records up high and getting trade deals with China and Canada. I mean, this bill. This bill is everything that the president campaigned on. It was a narrow path and a narrow gate through the House. It was a narrower path and a narrower gate through the Senate. Now it's got to go to the Rules Committee, and there are some people who would wish it was a little bit different. But I'm hoping the Speaker and the entire leadership team push it on through to the floor. Let's have a vote. Let's momentum is on President Trump's side. I would like to keep it going, get the one big beautiful bill into law, and then come back and work on a second reconciliation that might make more people happier on the margins. But let's get the tax relief cemented in.
Kimberly, what about the deal making that may be needed in the House? And will they have to say to the cost cutters, you take the second reconciliation bill and get us across the finish line of moving there, but do this first?
Well, look, I think this is a very messy process, and obviously the media hyped up a lot of these cliffhanger moments. But one of the benefits of all of that mess is that I think they have actually come together on most of the major pieces of this. They might not all love it, but they can generally be satisfied with where they are, Medicaid, food stamps, the general tax provisions. As you just noted, it's the cost cutters that are a problem. But I think Hugh just hit on the thing that could allow this to go forward, which is they're not happy. They'd like to see significantly more in deficit cuts, deficit cutting in this bill. But if they can't get it, can the administration somehow promise that a second bill or a panel to look more closely at the budget or rescissions bills that they send along can satisfy them a little bit down the road? That's going to be key to this because there's a significant number of House Republicans in that block that are not happy with that number in the end.
Yeah, and it's, you know, Jerome Powell is on the back end of some criticism, obviously, day in and day out from President Trump. He was at the European Central Bank Forum, talked about the big issue about debt. Take a listen.
The U.S. federal, you know, fiscal path is not a sustainable one. The level of the debt is sustainable, but the path is not. And we need to address that sooner or later. Sooner is better than later. That's what I said last year. There's not a lot more I can say.
Yeah, federal spending, Robert, if you look at it, you know, it has gone up. It's come down a little bit, but really about the same. And, you know, in Washington, cutting has been cutting the expansion, or cutting the growth hasn't really been cutting.
Yeah, I mean, fiscal conservatism is gone. The Freedom Caucus just got stampeded. We're going to have about $1 trillion a year on interest expense. Both sides have just gone crazy over the last decade on spending. I even came on this show multiple times saying Biden's bills were too big. But this is Trump's party. He wanted a tax cut. He wanted money for ICE. And, he, you know, they're rolling over for him. And that's where we are. I obviously have issues with some of the Medicaid cuts, specifically with veterans and people with disabilities and others who I think are not abusing the system. But the party is, you know, it's Trump's party, and they're all going to get in line. And I think there should have been a different debate, and it will be interesting. You know, this went from $3 trillion to $4 trillion. So it went up by $1 trillion from the House bill, and the Freedom Caucus is going to vote yes. So, you know, that group's gone.
Well, and we'll see. I mean, the Elon Musk threatens that he's going to primary the folks who vote for this, who campaigned on fiscal responsibility. And that's a different dynamic, Kimberly. You know, the Elon Musk, Donald Trump back and forth is a political battle to come.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think Robert's right that in the end, this bill doesn't cut enough. And I disagree. I think that what we have here are some modest reforms to Medicaid and to food stamps. And that's part of the problem, is that we haven't gone far enough to look back at just at the spending that was piled on since 2019 and a lot of those entitlement programs. But you saw this play out in the Senate, Brett. Suddenly, when it came to any priority, Republicans just said, well, that's just too important to cut, whether it's green energy or whether it was other provisions. And this is an existential question the party's going to have to ask itself. The party that continues to campaign on fiscal responsibility, it's going to have to get more serious about that, although I do think this bill moves in the right direction.
President Trump went to True Social and said this: my representatives had a long and productive meeting with the Israelis on Gaza. Israel has agreed to the necessary conditions to finalize the 60-day ceasefire, during which time we will work with all parties to end the war. The Qataris and the Egyptians, who have worked very hard to help bring peace, will deliver this final proposal. I hope for the good of the Middle East that Hamas takes this deal, because it will not get better. It will only get worse. Thank you for your attention to this matter, which is the dismount for many True Socials, Hugh. It seems like there's movement ahead of the Prime Minister Netanyahu meeting with the President.
The Israeli media is full of optimism, Brett. I follow it pretty closely, including analysts like Haviv Redigor. And there's a lot of optimism that the hostages can come out in a large group. Maybe not all 20 of the living hostages, but most. And a 60-day deal would give them the opportunity. Hamas is cut off from the mothership. It doesn't have any way to resupply. It doesn't have any money. They should take the deal and get out. And the president is right. I hope they will give him the attention he has asked for on this matter.
There you go. Well, panel, thank you.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Kick off your week with straight up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.